What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. All right, people, listen up. I have the most exciting news for you today. Strap on your seatbelt. If you're already driving, you better have your seatbelt on. For years, I would get this same request over and over again from people on DMs or emails asking me to be their personal coach. And as much as I would have loved to have been able to do that for all of you, it just was not possible for me. And that is why, bum, 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 drum roll, please. That's why I created the Gabby Coaching app. Boom, it's here. I can coach you. I can coach you anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world. All you have to do is open up your phone and you can get some Gabby. And my team and I are really excited. We're currently working on the very final stages of testing the Gabby Coaching app, and we're making sure that it's really ready, perfect, ready to go. And I'm letting you know on this little secret right now that the waitlist is open. So when you join the waitlist at deargabby.com/waitlist, you are going to be the first to know when the app is out, and you're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of the early member pricing. This is a price bracket that you will be locked into forever. It will not change, and it's only for early members. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have access to my most effective lessons and practices, and the practices that I've personally used for years. And they're also going to include weekly coaching lessons, daily affirmations that are read by me, so you'll have audible affirmations, super beautiful meditations, journal prompts, and that's all what you get in your weekly coaching, plus access to 200 plus meditations and hundreds of hours of my workshops and motivational talks. And on top of all of that, every 3 months, you're going to get one of my quarterly challenges, so the manifesting challenge, the body love challenge, the relationship challenge, the meditation challenge. You get all of it. And I've just saved the best for last. There's a section in this app called Get Gabby, and it's a brand new feature. And this is where you can get access to my most effective meditations and exercises that are going to offer you immediate relief on the go. So if you're feeling activated or anxious, or you're struggling to make a big decision, or you can't fall asleep, you can just press a button and get Gabby. It's like having me on speed dial. So if you want to be eligible for the early member pricing, head over to deargabby.com/waitlist and get excited. There's so much more to come. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. As most of you probably already know, I was recently on tour in Australia. I was down under with my friends. My best friend in the whole world lives in Sydney. I will promise to make it a trip to do a live tour in Australia year over year because it's a selfish desire. I go visit my best friend, Michaela, and I get to see all of our Aussie listeners and our friends. And it was beautiful. And the live shows are really something special for me. And I love connecting with people in real time. I love, in particular, the Q&As. I love to give these live talks. It's just really one of my favorite things in the world to do. So I recorded a live bonus episode in Brisbane, and it was the final night of my tour. You can really hear it in my voice. I got sick on the road. It was like a really raspy voice, so you have to bear with me in this episode. But I have to tell you, the energy was so incredible, and the audience was so vulnerable and authentic, and they just gave me so many gifts that I wanted to share it with you, even though my voice is a little shot. So during the question and answer session of that evening, I Dear Gabby'd three people from the audience, and we shared a lot. It was very, very vulnerable. People were talking about fear and trauma and suffering and miracles. And one woman shared a story that literally gave me goosebumps and just brought me to tears. And when the evening ended and I came off the stage, I just knew immediately that I had to share this really high vibe talk. I texted Josh, our producer, and I was like, dude, we got to share this one. He was probably massively asleep in the middle of the night. It was like morning, or I don't know what time of day it was for him when I was in Australia. But I knew that this had to be an episode. And so I want you to listen. It's so, 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 so good. And there is amazing magic that happens. So don't miss it and enjoy this show. Welcome to my show. Welcome. Another gorgeous outfit tonight. Hi, gorgeous girl. What's
Thank
your name,
you.
Sweetheart?
Hi, I'm Janika.
Janika, nice to meet you, gorgeous.
Nice to meet you, too. Hello.
You look, like, so good for TV with your green suit.
Oh.
Thanks for joining my show.
I'm really excited to be here.
You guys, do I have, like, Ellen vibes right now? Like, a little bit, right?
Hi, everyone. So, Gabby, my question for you tonight is, I went through a life experience where the rug was pulled out from underneath me, and in hindsight, in the best possible way, right? It ended up being a really strong, powerful mode for alignment. And my capital S came out to play, and I connected with her again for the first time in a long time.
So let me just make a little differentiator. So self is like the enlightened part of us. Self isn't a human. It's like an energy. Everybody got that? Self is God. Self is universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so a part of you came out to play.
Yeah, so maybe if I rephrase it and say, I undid the layers so that my capital S was there with me.
You
again.
Reconnected to self, yeah.
I reconnected
Excellent.
To self.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so that's been a journey, and that capital S has been pushing me towards the edge of the cliff and is encouraging me to jump with trust and faith and know that I can fly. And I'm scared. And it's manifested in a book that I'm really proud of, and it's due to my publisher next week. And I'm scared to put it out into the world because it is my truth. And I'm wondering, my question for you tonight is, how do you surrender and lean into that trust and faith?
Well, listen. Putting ourselves out in print or in any way, shape, or form brings up all of our parts, right? Don't do it. I'm not good enough. It's too scary. But what I will tell you is this. If you don't do it, it's far more scary. Far more scary. And so I want you to do what I do before I launch any book. I want you to sit in meditation. I want you to see your reader. Do you know who your reader is? Can you define that reader? Who is your reader?
I do. So my reader is a female who has lost her voice and wants to find it again.
Beautiful. Okay. And how old is she?
She could be any age.
Okay.
But she's old enough to have gone through an experience where she lost her voice.
Okay. And you want to help her find it again.
Yeah.
I want you to sit in your meditation and invite her in. And I want you to sit with her, and I want you to breathe with her. I want you to feel her, and you know what she needs because she's you, right? You know what she needs, you know what she deserves. And I just want you to be present with her, because then handing that book into your publisher is no longer about you. It's about her.
Yeah, I feel it's almost like I need to take me out of it sometimes and feel like it's a service to not only me,
mm-hmm.
but my reader too. It's serving both.
That's what I'm saying, baby. And listen, when I wrote Happy Days, anyone that's read it knows there's a lot of stories, there's a lot of heartache in that book. And my publishers called me and they said, oh, Gabby, you know, we're nervous for you. You're sharing one negative story after the next, and you're not showing your true strength. And I responded, my ability to be this vulnerable is my true strength. And thank God I listened to that voice and not theirs, because I didn't change a word. The book you're reading is the book I wrote when I sent it to them. And so what I'm trying to say to you is to remember that your vulnerability, your ability to put onto the page some things that may feel really big for you to share, that's your greatest strength. And so if you focus on the reader and you focus on the gift that you're giving them, that strength can multiply. Go help those girls.
That's the plan.
That's what my husband says to me whenever I go out to a tour. He says, go help those girls. Bless
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yes. Let's take one more, maybe two more. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's bring it in. Miles Music. Yeah. Yeah, girl. Hello, girlfriend. Lots of ladies tonight. You look good tonight, girlfriend. Looking
Hi.
Good in your white. How you doing?
I'm great. My name's Sophie. The question that I have for you today is, I have a baby, he's 18 months old, and I wanted him so badly, and he's beautiful and he's great. When I had him, I had horrific postnatal depression. I was hallucinating. I would fall on the ground in the afternoon and not be able to get myself up. I live in a place called Byron Bay, which is very hippie, and I think where I come from, it's very much against medicine. And so the idea of taking antidepressants for me was so foreign. I ran and I yogured and I meditated and I journaled and I did all this stuff for 18 months trying to chase it out of me. And like you've said, there was something in my brain that was missing that yoga wasn't going to fix. And eventually I found your talk and you talked about what happened to you, and it gave me the permission to go and see a doctor and to do that. So thank you for that. Where I'm at now, though, is I'm so great and I'm on this medication. I feel so happy, but I'm trying for this second baby and he or she isn't coming. And I'm scared that all of the things that I said in that period of I'm never doing this again, how does anyone do this twice? And even just looking back at how I felt and how bad it was, I'm terrified, but I know in my heart I want another baby.
First of all, thank you for sharing my story, because that's everything you shared is exactly what I went through. And I am so glad that I've been speaking about it, because
I wouldn't have
you're
taken
alive.
It. Yeah.
It's that serious.
Yeah.
Anyone in the room who is or encounters a postpartum mother at any stage, could be 2 years later, 18 months later, and they're not getting better and they're not well and they're falling to their knees daily. I have visceral memories of my son seeing me on the floor and I kept screaming, I can't go on like this. I want to die. Wanting to walk into traffic. You tell them to get to the doctor and you tell them there is no shame in medication. Medication can save their life. And in those moments when you're having a biochemical experience, no amount of yoga is going to save you. So hear me, because she heard me, and I want you to keep telling the story. Okay, baby? You carry the message.
I will.
Now, of course, you would be terrified to have another child. Would you be open to staying on the medication?
Yeah, I'm.
While pregnant?
Yeah, I'm. Well, I. That's a bridge I'll cross when I get to it, I guess. That's, yeah.
Maybe that's part of the decision that you might need to make, because you can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a doctor. Yeah. I'm not going to give you any medical advice, but you can. You can stay on that. These medications are safe with pregnancy. Talk to your doctor, not me. But maybe that is what you need to feel like there's a safety net for you to know that that's not going to happen to you again. Because let me tell you something. I wasn't going to let that happen to me again.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
I never want to go there again. And I'm still medicated.
Okay.
And I was actually just talking to this magical doctor in Sydney who I always visit when I come here, and he does like crazy kinesiology. And I said, I want to titrate off my medication. And he did all this kinesiology, and my hand was going down. I'm like, I want to titrate off, my hand's going down. And he started working with me, and he looked at me and he goes, you have to work on the PTSD from the postpartum. This is 4.5 years later, honey.
Yeah.
And I've been holding on to that because I'm so terrified of what that was.
Yeah.
So you are not alone in this. And it is a beautiful and valuable bridge. You know, a lot of these doctors will say things like, you being anxious or you being depressed or you being suicidal is far more detrimental to a medication that's been studied and totally been shown to be safe, right? So I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you what to do medically, but I am going to say that there's a part of your system that needs some support. And so the other thing is I would highly recommend EMDR. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and it's great for trauma, and it'll be great for this. And you know what? I need to recommend it for myself too, for this. I've been doing it for other things, but I need to do it for this, because what it does is it stimulates both sides of your brain, because you're either watching your the finger go back and forth, or you have a buzzer in either hand or a ringer in either ear, and it gives you this bilateral brain stimulation. And when you are talking about a traumatic event, or any kind of phobia, while you have this bilateral stimulation, it actually opens up your brain's window of tolerance to actually reprocess the experience. And some people walk out of one session cured. Some people it takes 8, 9, and something like this, it could take 8 sessions and you could feel like, I'm feel free. And so we need to get that trauma out of the body and out of your nervous system. And it may be that you decide that you give yourself permission to just commit to one way or the other with the meds, but do the EMDR first. And I hope that you feel no shame around the medication.
No, I don't now. I don't now. But I think I was just scared that I'd scared myself.
The wellness world almost took my life.
Absolutely. And
because I was so in that story of, I can ashwagandha my way out of this. I can take acupuncture, mediums. It took the first 4 months of my child's life, and it almost took mine.
Yeah. I was at an ice bath clinic recently, and the host of it started waxing lyrical about inflammation and how everything can basically be cured by an ice bath. And I was sitting there and I was feeling my blood boiling, and I'm like, don't be that girl. Don't say anything. Just shut up. Just shut up. Don't say anything. And eventually I put my hand up and I was like, the medical industry is not the demon, and I'm pretty sure if you got hit by a bus tomorrow, you would want a doctor and not an ice bath. But and I said, I think with all due respect, I believe a lot of what you're saying is correct around the inflammation, but I had postnatal depression for 18 months and no amount of ice was going to help me. I needed medicine. And I think sometimes the wellness industry has a lot to answer for, because I was terrified of what it said about me to be that person that needed or had to have medication.
Hell yes, sister. Hell yes. I want you on every podcast. I want you out there. I mean, if and when you feel ready. You are speaking truth. You are going to save lives by speaking this truth. And it's the same story that I made a commitment to share, and I'm going to keep sharing it for the rest of my life. Because you know what? God works through medication. God works through doctors. There's extremes on both sides. There's extremes in the ice bath, and there's extremes in the medication. You need to be on your healing path, knowing what's right for you in your system in non-extreme ways. You got me?
Yes, thank you.
I'm happy you're alive.
Thank you.
I want to say one other thing about this topic, though, just to wrap it up. In the U.S. recently, a woman went into postpartum psychosis, which is where you and I would have gone if we hadn't. You go mad. And actually, I'm not going to retell the story because it's absolutely horrific, but these horror stories need to be in the spotlight because we need to continue to speak truth and we need to take away the stigma and the shame around the medicated path. I really want to encourage you to just pay attention to the people in your life and the people who are going through suicidal ideation, people who are struggling with addiction. No other human is responsible for your life, but pay attention to the lives around you. Okay, because right now, all of this mental illness is at a very high extreme. And sometimes medication is the answer. Okay. I do believe that once you make these decisions and you do some EMDR, then it really will help with your fertility. But as I understand in my core, in my body, why that would be there for you, because I know what you've been through, as you settle your system around this, do some EMDR, the baby's coming.
I peed on the stick this morning and I was ovulating, so I shagged my husband before I drove up, so he's coming.
That's the kind of shit I like to see here on Dear Gabby. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I love a routine. I love a ritual. I just do. It just helps me stay on track in this very chaotic world that I live in. And I am really in love with the idea of habit stacking, which is this idea that you can build a major habit that has the potential to change your life by taking small enough steps that you can just get started very slowly and just build up momentum so that you don't get overwhelmed. And I have so many of these little habits and rituals. And one of them is, you know, just every single day saying a prayer when I wake up in the morning or my daily meditation practice. And then I have health rituals as well. And the one that I really, really rely on is Seeds DS1 Daily Symbiotic. I literally keep this little glass jar right next to my coffee maker. And it's next to my coffee maker because that's going to be the first thing I go to in the morning. And this beautiful, seamless experience happens. I take two capsules once a day on an empty stomach before the coffee. And it's that easy. I'm getting the probiotics that I need. And it makes such a major difference on my gut health. And these little capsules are designed to survive in your stomach, which is really important because most probiotics just are not. And I love Seed because it's engineered so brilliantly. Their capsule-in-capsule via cap safeguards viability through digestion. So an average of 100% gets where it's supposed to go. And Seed doesn't stop there. Their prebiotic compounds help fuel your probiotics, giving them the nourishment that they need to thrive. So this means restored balance to your digestion and a more energized mind and body. Seed is also committed to using only eco-friendly materials. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY.
All right, we will take one last person. Let's bring the music in. Shagged her husband before she came here. Yeah, girl. Gabby. Welcome to my show, Dear Gabby. Another sexy outfit. Wow.
Hello,
all right, my question is, I have 5 minutes on the clock and I got to close out with a story. Yes, my love.
So lovely to meet you. So my thing when we're sitting down there was being visible, and it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. You don't want me to sing into the microphone.
Thank you.
And your thing is about being visible?
It is.
Oh, girl, you are visible.
I know. I can't believe this. And you know, I actually never even normally celebrate my birthday. So this is massive.
Okay.
Huge. But you've been on my vision board for years.
Yeah. So here we are.
So my question is, it's like you have this awareness of all of these things, these blockages, these self-sabotages, these limiting beliefs, and you have that awareness, you know what's stopping you from being able to move forward to the new you, like living this amazing life. It's like you can see this version of you on a parallel life and you just need to quantum leap and merge into that person. But how do you do it? It's like looking at a jigsaw puzzle on the table and it's a million pieces and it's like, how the f*** do you put it back together?
What did I teach you tonight?
So much.
Take one of the things I taught you tonight that resonates with you. You don't have to decide now. And practice it for 90 days.
Yeah.
90 days you can create change.
Okay.
And then the next 90 days, add another one of the things I taught you tonight and do it for another 90 days. And then at that point, open up one of the books or another teacher's book and do it for another 90 days.
Yeah.
And then another 90 days and then another 90 days and then do it for the rest of your f-ing life. You know why? Because we got a lot of undoing to be done so that we can be free.
Yeah.
And it's not work. You can have a lot of fun along the way. You can do a lot of great things in the world, even in the midst of your suffering. You can have a lot of fun, even in the midst of suffering. Two things can be true. I'm going through some stuff, and I'm doing some really good work on myself. Two things can be true.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick a card for you.
Thank you.
Let's see what we got here. I think I need to hold these cards. Hold on. Okay, a load of cards just fell. Let me just see which one I get to. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's two. Oh my God. Okay. Well, here you go. My high vibe thoughts create health in my body, peace in my mind, and love in my heart.
That's so beautiful. For you.
That's for you. That's for you. My productivity stems from inspiration. When I focus on what brings me joy, my tasks become effortless actions. Oh, there's a third one. You get a card. Woo! It flew and landed. I hope I didn't hit anybody. Okay. Was that what you needed, honey? Yeah. Yeah. The answer is yes. Okay. And what a perfect card to close with right now. Ready? The more I honor my inner light, the more I brighten the world. I choose to shine. I choose to shine. That's the message. Choose to shine.
Thank you.
So good. I went through a period 10 years ago where I was not choosing to shine. And I was really stuck in that story of if I don't do it, nobody else will. And I was really a workaholic. I didn't have the support that I needed. I was unaware of my trauma from my childhood. I was living in PTSD, unaware of it completely. I was in Germany and I gave a talk and I got on a plane right after that talk and I went to London. My London talk bombed. I went off the plane onto the stage, bombed the talk, felt so bad about myself. This is my art. I felt so upset with myself. I then got on an overnight flight to Toronto to do another talk. And I was on that flight and I just said, universe, show me a sign that I am on the right track, because I do not feel like I'm on the right track right now. I got to Toronto, I sat in the green room, and I was the last speaker of the day, and I was in the green room, nobody else was there, and I started to meditate, and I felt my extremities start to just expand, and it felt like angel wings just lifting off of me. I got onto the stage, and those wings came with me. I just felt that energy just flying off the stage, just like this. And it was just so expansive. And I got off the stage and I'd gotten back into my art and I felt so good. And I looked at this one guy was in the green room with me and he was packing up and everybody else had gone. And he picks up this charm off the table. And he says, Gabby, for whatever reason, I think this is for you. And he hands me this charm. And it's an angel wing. And on the other side, it says, believe. And I looked at him, I was like, yeah, dude, that's totally for me. Thank you. So I got my sign from the universe and I got on my plane and I went home. And a year later, I went back to Toronto to give another talk. And I was in the book signing, giving my book signing. And this young woman runs up to me and she's like, Gabby, I saw you last year in Toronto. And it was like angel wings. And you were just so amazing and angelic. And I left this charm for you in the green room. It said, believe. And I said, oh, honey, that was definitely my charm. I want you to take this with you. No matter how much you may have suffered, no matter how much you may be struggling, even in this moment, I want you to believe. I want you to believe in your power to heal. I want you to believe in your ability to care for all of the parts of who you are in ways that you never felt cared for. And I want you to believe in miracles. I want you to believe that you are worthy of miracles. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brisbane. Thank you, Brisbane. Thank you, Brisbane. Thank you, Australia. Thank you for being with me here on my last night of my tour.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.